It's a line you hear over and over from tanning bed opponents. People can get hooked.
There are people who get actually addicted to going tanning.
Jane Grant Kells is professor and chairman of dermatology at the UConn Health Center.
There are endorphins that are released when you are going to these tanning booths. That's been pretty clearly shown, and I think it's an addicting behavior.
She says tanning booths stimulate reward centers in the brain in a way that's similar to the buzz someone gets after exercising or using a drug. And there's science to back this claim up. A 2011 study published in the journal Addiction Biology used sham UV light bulbs alongside real ones. Scientists ran scans and found that the regions of the brain linked to reward experience were less active in tanners getting fake UV treatments. A different 2004 study reached similar conclusions, finding individuals were able to distinguish between regular UV-emitting beds and sham UV treatments. Leah Ferrucci is an associate research scientist at the Yale School of Public Health. She cited a smaller study on tanning addiction out of Wake Forest in 2006.
Individuals were given a drug that's known to block endorphins. And so when that was given to people who were very frequent tanners, that drug actually induced withdrawal symptoms. So they had symptoms of nausea or jitteriness, and so those were seen only in frequent tanners.
Their conclusion? Frequent tanners may get addicted to UV rays. Ferrucci says the new FDA regulations are an important step toward educating the public about the dangers of tanning beds, and she's hopeful it will especially discourage minors from tanning. In 2013, Connecticut passed a law making it illegal for anyone under the age of 17 to use a tanning booth. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.